Review buku dari Vega Mirta, mahasiswi sastra Inggris Universitas Dianuswantara. Selamat mendengarkan.
I'm so sorry for taking very long in order to take summarize for a book that I read, because I need to read it like many times before I completely understand what I'm reading, since I'm reading in English. And you know, my knowledge is still very, very basic and very bad actually. But I want to share with you some of ideas that I read from a book entitled Justice by Michael J. Sandel. Because I learned this since in the first semester in Udinus. And I actually had some difficulties in learning this, because this book is quite hard and heavy. So I will take I already take summarize, which I take also from many references as well on internet. So I can summarize it very well. So here is. People have been thinking about the questions of justice for millennia, and the answers have been as varied as the thinkers who came up with them. The reason is because justice means more than judging right from wrong. When we talk about justice, we have to discuss how we want to live, what worth we assign to freedom, and whether certain virtues are more worthy than others. And some also I also make a summarize for some questions like what is just, and how do we create morals? So firstly, the understanding of justice is subjective and changing constantly. We sharpen our sense of justice by exploring different philosophical perspectives. So I will also explain to you all the philosophical perspectives of justice based on philosophers. So the question is, what do the great philosophers say about justice and morality? And the first, from the utilitarians, actions are just when they promote the collective happiness. Second is the libertarians. Justice means being able to live and act however you see fit. And from Immanuel Kant, the first law say that we have to do the right thing for the right reason. And then from Immanuel Kant as well, Immanuel Kant principle 2, just actions mean acting in accordance with categorical imperatives. From John Rawls, the first principle, is that it is only from an original position of equality behind a veil of ignorance that we can know what's just. And then from John Rawls too, justice means not leaving opportunities and prosperity to chance. And then from Aristotle's, in order to know what's just, we have to know its aim and purpose. So the next question that I summarize is that, what consensus can we arrive at from these different perspectives? Justice is built upon a politics of a common good. So basically, I can take a summarize and one line in this all of this speech is that justice means that we have to judge people, and not because she's right. I mean, he or she is right or wrong, but how people can appreciate each other, and we know the reason of the actions. And actually, I have some of my opinions that I like the most is that I like the principle that Immanuel Kant, from John Rawls' first principle, say that it is only from an original position of equality behind a veil of ignorance that we can know what's just. So I really hold into this, I really hold into this principle, since many people in this world, they try to cheat each other. So for example, when you want to sign a contract in a paper, then you have to sign it, and there is some of sentences that explicitly written for something, but they write it down not so clear. So for example, if you are the one that should sign it, you are actually questioning what's the meaning of that sentence, and that's what the linguist functions about. So when we are studying linguistics, I mean, if I'm studying linguistics, my duty is actually to understand what is the sentence means, and so what every speeches mean. So it's very beneficial, since you know, when we are working in a bank, or we are trying to sign a contract, or some memorial of understanding, we have to know what the letter is about. Unless if you don't know and we don't ask, then there will be some problems, because we already signed it out. So when we sign already, means that we already agree for the terms and conditions. That's very dangerous when we don't know what is the reason behind it. So for example, if we don't have the same knowledge for something, and when we just say yes, then it becomes our fault, which means that, oh, of course, that's your fault. For example, that sentence. So you know, in Indonesia there is that sentence, but it's actually very, very, I'm not saying that President Joko Widodo is bad, but I think the regulation should be changed, since usually the courier that is innocent, and they even don't know what are they carrying. So sometimes the boss of the narcotics, they just ask the courier to bring it down, and then of course the courier doesn't know, because the courier is just want to get money. So that's not just for me to punish the courier for that sentence, for something that she doesn't understand what is going on. So I guess that if we punish a person based on the thing that they don't know whether it's wrong, of course the one that want to punish is wrong, because the government punished the innocent person, and you know, that's very, very bad. So I really into roles principle the first. So probably if you want to know more, you can ask me by texting me on the 081-225-387-653. Thank you.